I'm Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center won 76-63 over visiting Westby Tuesday night in non-conference boys basketball. The Hornets took a 32-19 lead into intermission. The advantage swelled to 17 before Westby battled back to within 6 points. The Hornets were able to break the full court press late in the game, which led to high percentage shots, and they built the lead again. Liam Fingerson led the scoring with 20. 19 in the second half. Wes Bosworth and Garrison Weiss each put in 12 points, and Jaden Shep scored 10, Brady Dosh 9, Trayton Shep put in 8, Cutler Palmer scored 3, Kaizen Schwitzenberg had 20 points. The team made 5 three-pointers and went 7 for 18 from the free throw line. Westby was paced by Griffin Nelson, who had 26, including 6 three-pointers, and Gavin Larson added 13. The Norsemen made 9 threes, and they went 8 for 11 from the line. The Norsemen won the JV1 game 65-34 over the Hornets. Richland Center improved to 9-9 on the season with the 76-63 varsity win. The Hornets will travel to River Valley on Friday night. Westby is now 6-13. They will play Viroqua next week. Elsewhere in boys basketball, it was Kickapoo over Riverdale, 78-53. Malachi McCauley at 27. Brecken Miller, 13 for the Panthers. Riverdale was paced by Bevan Dennis with 29. Lancaster over Fenimore, 55-51. Highland, 74. Scholesburg, 61. DeSoto beat Lafarge, 74-44. Dodgeville, 79. Barneveld, 59. Sparta, 83-43 over Viroqua. North Crawford beat Wazika Steuben, 55-44. Darlington, 78. Belleville, 67. Potosi got the win against Cassville, 65-39. Belmont, 77. Benton, 51. Argyle, 78-43 over Blackhawk. A win for Mount Horeb over Baraboo, 78-67. And GET over Toma, 59-47. In girls basketball, it was Kickapoo getting a win against Ithaca, 58-38. The Panthers were led by Jaden Nagel with 20. J.C. Maxwell had 17 to lead the Bulldogs. The Riverdale girls basketball team picked up its 5th conference win on Tuesday night, improving to 11-9 overall. Iowa Grant jumped out to an early 20-9 lead midway through the first half before Riverdale was able to get their footing. Kennedy Cooey hit 4 first-half three-pointers, and a three-pointer at the half gave the Chieftains a three-point lead that they never gave back. Cooey led the way with scoring on the night, finishing with 16. Senior guard Zuri Dennis had 15. Junior forwards Lily Barr and Macy McKay had 9 and 7 points, respectively. Junior Allie Goplin put in 5. Caitlin Meese, Bailey Harris, and Ava Kratzenberg rounded out the scoring with 2 points apiece. The Chieftain ladies are off now until the following Thursday when they head to Wazika. Riverdale won the JV game over Iowa Grant as well, 34-32. Cuba City got the win against Boscobel in girls basketball, 93-41, and Darlington over Fenimore, 50-34. Lancaster, 55, Potosi Cassville, 37. Wazika Steuben over Seneca, 56-8. Bangor, 61, Hillsboro, 47. DeSoto, 68, Lafarge Youth Initiative, 28. Barneveld, 67, Dodgeville, 38. Mineral Point, 70, Southwestern, 29. New Lisbon, a winner against Waniwak Center, 43-31. Cashton beat Brookwood, 52-24. Sauk Prairie, 53-18 over Lake Mills. Mauston, 53, Nakusa, 32. Wisconsin Heights beat Waterloo, 65-20. And Sparta over Black River Falls, 73-50 in area girls basketball. Week 10 matches of the 24-25 Richland Center Church League volleyball season were played on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Richland Center Community Center. In the A division results, Richland Baptist Temple 1 received a forfeit from Avoca Bible 1. St. John's Down Free Methodist 1, 2-1, and Bethel Lutheran had a bye. In the B division results, Beulah Wesleyan 1 swept Grace Community 1, 2-0. Also, Hidden Valley Community blanked Beulah Wesleyan 2. Avoca Bible Church 2 topped Free Methodist 2, 2-1. Richland Baptist Temple Team 3 over Church of the Nazarene 1, 2-0. Grace Community 2 down 5 points Lutheran, 2-0. Richland Baptist Temple 4 got by Boscobel Assembly of God 2-1. And Church of the Nazarene 2 beat Richland Baptist Temple 2-0. The final regular season matches will be played next week, Monday and Tuesday, at the Community Center. And more information about Church League volleyball and the schedule is available at rcchurchleague.com. At the Phoenix Center, bowling scores from the Phoenix Scratch Bowling League. This week, week 11 of 16, Travis Bushley had the top series, a 7-30, Jake Morris, a 6-21, Terry Wheaton and Elijah Cannon each had 6-13s, and Jeff Seckman with a 6-10. Top game, Travis Bushley a 266, Jake Morris 257, Elijah Cannon a 247, and Jeff Seckman a 235 in the Phoenix Center Scratch Bowling League. And from Powder Puff results, it was Scott King Trucking with a 17-30, Chet's Feed Seed and Such 17-21, Phoenix Center 17-17. Phoenix Center with a top game 6-15, Chet's Feed Seed and Such 602, Richland Family Restaurant a 601. Barb Wood had the top series, 5-32, Tanya Maley with a 4-96, Christine Haiti a 4-85. Barb Wood with a 196 high game, Christine Haiti a 181, and Barb Wood a 180 in Powder Puff Women's Bowling League action. The Badgers' return to the Kohl Center Wednesday night resulted in a 76-64 win over Indiana. Wisconsin was hot from the opening tip, jumping out to a 19-2 lead last night. The game was never close after that. John Tanjay led the way with 15 points, but Max Schlesman had 13, Nolan Winter 12, and Carter Gilmore chipped in 10. The Badgers have a 21-game win streak over the Hoosiers on the home court. Coach Greg Gard says the team is a team.
The unselfishness of this group, how it moves. I mean, you have 13 assists on 26 baskets and, you know, Klesmet with 6 assists. That just shows me the unselfishness of this group, but that's important for a really good offense. You have to be unselfish and a willing passer, and they just want to find who's open from Wisconsin. That's their mission, who's open, and they have confidence in everybody to let it fly.
Coach Gard says it's a good unit on and off the court.
This group is a very connected group. I mean, they enjoy hanging around with each other. They're a very loose group. They're very coachable, and they want to win. And their mindsets are all on that. And they understand when we come out and play hard and are aggressive, it's not always going to be perfect. But when we do get all things all firing and all cylinders, we're a handful for teams. So.
The Badgers play again on Saturday. Another Big Ten contest, they'll be at Iowa. Marquette fell 2 behind St. John's in the Big East standings by dropping last night's game at Madison Square Garden, 70-64. The Golden Eagles held their last lead with 5:20 left in the game at 55-54. Chase Ross topped Marquette's score sheet with 16 points, and Cam Jones had 15. It was the second straight loss for the Eagles. Things don't get any easier next time out when Coach Smart's team travels to Omaha to take on Creighton on Saturday. Purdue is a winner over Iowa, 90-81 in college basketball action last night. And fans booed the American national anthem before NHL and NBA games in Canada last night, a sign that some Canadians were still upset despite President Donald Trump's 30-day pause on tariff threats against Mexico and Canada. Boos echoed through Rogers Arena in Vancouver as singer Elizabeth Irving launched into the opening notes of the Star-Spangled Banner before the NHL's Canucks hosted the Colorado Avalanche. Fans cheered as she finished the song, and the applause grew louder as Irving began "Oh, Canada." It was one of three arenas where the U.S. national anthem was jeered. A few fans booed before the Raptors hosted the New York Knicks as well. Elsewhere in sports, Jason Tatum scored 22, Derek White 20, and the Boston Celtics showed their championship makeup down the stretch with a 112-105 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers in a matchup of the Eastern Conference's top teams. That's an update on Wednesday morning sports. I'm Phil Nee.